Now, friends, we come to the 13th chapter of the book of Numbers. The children of Israel were coming up to Kadesh Barnea, and this is the place where they turned back. And we are told here in this first verse, and I'm reading, "And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Send thou man, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them." Now, they've come here to Kadesh, and they are told now to send in spies. But the question arises, whose idea was it to send spies? Was it the idea of God? Was that his thought, to send in spies? Well, no, actually, we always need to get a composite picture of the Word of God, because many times in one place you have one facet given and in another, another facet. That's the reason that the four Gospels are essential, because it takes all four to give a total spectrum of the Savior. And here we find that it would seem from this that it's God's idea. Send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan. But actually, he was responding to their request. If you go over to the first chapter of Deuteronomy, verse 22 it is, and I want to turn there now and look at that for just a moment. And listen very carefully. "And ye came near unto me, every one of you, and said, We will send men before us. And they shall search us out the land, and bring us word again by what way we must go up, and to what cities we shall come." Now, it was not God's idea to send spies into the land. The sending in of spies denoted a weakness and a fear on the part of these people. There was a fear that maybe they wouldn't be able to take the land. Maybe it was more difficult than they could possibly imagine, so they could send in spies. And it'd be very easy for the people to rationalize and say, well, this is a matter of wisdom. But you see, they are being led of God, and it reveals a lack of faith on their part. They're not trusting God here. In other words, God had already been in and spied out the land. He knew all about it. He would not have sent them into the land if he felt they couldn't take it. Finally, they did enter the land, and the giants were still there, and the same problems were still there, and yet they took the land. The important thing for you and me to note in a case like this is that it has a message for us today. Are we really walking by faith? A great many of God's people today take all the precautions, and of course it's well to take precautions, but there is a time when we do need to commit our way unto the Lord. Lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Now, we come to that place in our lives when we are to commit our way to him and trust him completely. Now, these people have come to that place, and they're not trusting God. They said, we'll send in spies, and we'll find out the way that we would do it. Now, God again yields to them. He permits them to do this thing. You remember, it was said in the Psalms, he granted their requests, but he sent leanness to their souls. And friends, this is another one of their blunders, lack of faith on their part and trust in God. Now, the Lord commands it in response to their request, and it's to be done orderly. And they were to choose out of every tribe a ruler. And now you have the list given. And the only thing I'm interested in the list is that in verse 6 of the tribe of Judah, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and we'll be coming to Caleb now in this book and also in Joshua. He's a remarkable man. And so he was one that brought in a minority report, by the way. And then in verse 8, of the tribe of Ephraim, it is Hoshea, is our translation, but it's Joshua, the son of Nun. So these are the two men that interest us here, and the spies now are chosen, and they are sent in, are given a commission. verse 17. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan. And he said unto them, Get you up this way southward, go up into the mountain, and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not, and be ye of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. This is the commission that's given to them. Now the spies go in. They've been given their commission, what they're to do. So they went up, verse 21, and they searched the land from the wilderness of Zin under Rehob as men come to Hamath. Now, Hamath is way up in the extreme north. The spies did a thorough job. Fact of the matter is, I think they could have written a book entitled Inside Palestine, or Inside the Promised Land, because they were inside of it, and they knew a great deal about it. And they went up, and we're told here what they did, and the places they went to, and they saw the children of Anak, the giants. And they also, verse 23, they came unto the brook of Eshcol, and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bare it between two upon a staff, and they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. Now, our translation gives the impression that it took two men to carry one bunch of grapes. That actually is not true. What they did, they cut down enough grapes, and they were lush grapes, of course, but they cut down enough for two men to carry, and it was put on a pole between them. But it wasn't just one bunch of grapes. And that's really not the thought here at all. Now they go in and they come back and make their report now. Remember, they did a thorough job. No question about that. And they went and came to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh. And they brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. Now, they brought back the fruit to show what a wonderful land it was. Now they presented the facts, and they presented facts. Listen to them. And they told him and said, We came unto the land whither thou sendest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. In other words, God was accurate when he said it was a land flowing with milk and honey. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land. That was true. And the cities are walled. That was true. And very great. That was true. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. And that was true. These were the giants, by the way. Now notice how they interpreted the facts. It's the interpretation of the facts is where they went awry. This is where they detoured. Verse 30, And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Now this is the minority report. It's Caleb and Joshua. And their interpretation was, We can go up and take the land. But the majority report didn't agree with it. Verse 31, But the men that went up with him said, We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, The land through which we've gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. You know when you're afraid and you've lost your faith, how circumstances and difficulties and problems are magnified. They become greater than they really are. And believe me, the giants up there, and there were giants, they were bigger giants than they actually were. They look that way to these people. They're afraid. And in verse 33, And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Now we have here something that's very interesting. You have giants and grasshoppers, and there's one, though, that's been left out. And you know what that is? That's God. I have a sermon. The title of that sermon is Giants, Grasshoppers, and God. And this is the verse I use, in fact, the entire incident. You know, they saw the giants there, and when they saw the giants, the son of Anak, why, they looked like grasshoppers. That's the way they compared themselves. But they left God out of the equation. If they'd only put him in, it'd been an altogether different story. Now you can see they brought back the report. There are two sections of the report, the facts. They were accurate. The interpretation of them, two divergent and different reports. One is, let's go in and take the land, we're able to do it. That's the minority report. The majority report says, we can't take it. And that is the report that the people, of course, fell for because they didn't believe they could take the land. Lack of faith.